Illegal immigration is an increasingly pressing issue in Arizona as U.S. border crackdowns in Texas and California push more and more migrants to cross the border there. In the recent election, frustrated Arizona voters passed Proposition 200. It's a controversial measure which denies state and local public benefits to people who cannot prove they are in this country legally. But as NPR's Ted Robbins reports, nearly everyone is confused over what benefits the measure will actually cover.
Proposition 200 sounds simple enough. If you can't prove you're a citizen or a legal resident, you can't get, quote, state and local public benefits that are not federally mandated. But even before Proposition 200 passed, lots of people were arguing about what that phrase, public benefits, actually means. Randy Pullen, the chairman of Yes on 200, knows what he wants it to mean.
It includes everything from government-guaranteed loans to secondary, post-secondary education to any non-emergency health care services that are being provided. Those would all be part of public benefits.
But Pullen did not write the ballot measure. That was done by a grassroots organization, and even he agrees the phrase is vague.
If I had been able to have drafted Prop 200, we would have made the benefits section of it much more specific and certain, and it's not, and it's, there's some confusion.
If it's settled at all, that confusion will be settled in court. Arizona's Attorney General issued an advisory opinion saying the measure deals only with welfare benefits that are not federally mandated. But Prop 200 supporters went to state court to have that narrow opinion set aside. And as soon as Proposition 200 becomes law, attorneys opposed to it say they will file suit in federal court to stop the law from taking effect. Hector Viagra is an attorney in Los Angeles with MALDEF, the Mexican-American Legal Defense and Education Fund.
Basically, the argument is that only the federal government has power to regulate, to enact laws regarding immigration. And here you have a law, a state law, that is very clearly trying to legislate in the area of immigration, and it is usurping the federal government's authority.
That argument worked a decade ago when a judge ruled that California's similar Proposition 187 was unconstitutional. If it doesn't work this time, Hector Viagra says lawyers will attack another part of Proposition 200, the section requiring proof of citizenship to register to vote. The law says the only acceptable forms of proof are a birth certificate or naturalization papers, or a driver's license or passport, which cost money. Viagra says that violates the Constitution's Equal Protection Clause by making a person's wealth a condition for voting.
Here, what you have through the identification requirements is, in effect, a requirement that a person buy a prescribed form of identification before they are allowed to vote. And if you can't afford it, you won't be allowed to vote.
Randy Pullen points out that 22 other states already require identification to register or vote, though many allow a broader range of ID.
Lawyers for Prop 200 that I've spoken to are very confident that the voter fraud aspects of this proposition will stand up in court. And not only that, will pass muster with the federal elections.
But there's more to argue about. Proposition 200 does not deny anyone emergency services. It does, however, require that all state and local employees report illegal immigrants to federal authorities. If they don't, workers face a fine and jail time. Hector Viagra says that has emergency responders worried.
We have spoken to firefighters and police officers who say, if I'm confronted with somebody having a heart attack, I don't know what to do. Do I bother to check for immigration status? If they are undocumented, do I deny them any help? There's the potential for liability from all sides at that point.
Regardless of what the courts decide, Randy Pullen says voter frustration was made clear on November 2nd.
The message is we have a problem with illegal immigration in this country, and specifically in Arizona. It's very bad, and we need to deal with it. It's not being dealt with on a national level.
Even if judges strike down Proposition 200, the courts may be a laboratory where legal scientists learn what is clear and acceptable language for future anti-immigration efforts. Ted Robbins, NPR News, Tucson.